I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with 110th District State Representative Scott Dianda, who has introduced a resolution calling for an investigation into impacts of the so-called dark store tax methodology in the state. We talked about this resolution and what he hopes to accomplish with it. Here's more with State Representative Scott Dianda.
The intentions of the resolution is this: just to make sure that we urge the governor to take a look at having a figure statewide of all 83 counties of what this is going to cost all of our townships and our counties. This is something we've all been talking about. It's been getting more and more of awareness, and being able to have a resolution in the House encourages all my colleagues to join on to take a look at a problem that's really going to affect Michigan long term, just like the decline in revenue sharing in the last 20 years. We got to take action.
You mentioned that you're looking at getting your colleagues involved in this. Is there a perceived lack of awareness in the chamber there with some folks from around the state, your colleagues, that may not know about the impacts of this?
There are. There are people that I talk to on a daily basis that really don't understand the dark stores and what's happening with the tax tribunal. And this is another area that we can get more awareness when we make sure that we do this in a resolution form and it goes to the tax committee to be able to talk about how this is going to affect Michigan. It's going to affect every one of all of our districts across the state of Michigan in the House and the Senate. All of our elected people have to realize this is a crisis like no other. This is something that we are going to have to deal with immediately, because if we don't, we all are going to have to pay more to take care of the local services that are being provided in the counties and the townships. It's just, you know, I use the example all the time. If we all went out to lunch and there's only one person picking up the tab, it's not going to be long before we're not going anymore.
State Representative Scott Dianda is with us this morning from the 110th District. We're talking about a resolution that he has introduced calling for an investigation into impacts of the dark store tax methodology. Scott, when we talk about this, you call on the governor, state tax committee, state tax commission. Is that a good measure, or should you also look for an independent study on this?
Well, I think that right now, being able to do it on a statewide level through the state agency, I think that is the first place that we start, because there would not be a cost. I mean, that's the other part. If we start looking at an independent study, it's going to cost some more money. And, you know, I know that a lot of the counties have been trying to put together a lot of resources, and we just don't have those resources. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that troubles me the most, is that when we start doing more expenditures, I think that that's why I encourage the state to step up and take a look at it, because we have the people in place that can do the research statewide through Treasury to find out exactly what those numbers are, and we can then confirm it with an independent group.
One thing I did want to ask you is, you mentioned that some of your colleagues aren't aware of it, but that must mean that some are. Where, in what areas of the state are you hearing an understanding or a support for trying to do with a change with this tax methodology?
I think that we're finding a great group across Lower Michigan that has a lot of high-end retail stores in Macomb County, for one. My colleagues from Macomb understand it, because that area has really been developed a lot the last 20 years. Livingston County is another one in Lower Michigan, where you go to these areas that have been developed in the last 20 years, with Michigan having that housing boom. A lot of these areas where they had a housing boom, we are seeing a lot of these stores that were created. Their impact, they're going to tell the impact that's going to be facing them in the future.
Well, I know you're on the road this morning, and we have a few minutes here with you. We're speaking with State Representative Scott Dianda from the 110th District. Just, I guess, the tenor of discussions on this with your colleagues, when you tell them about this dark store matter, what is the response? How do you feel things are going to go with this resolution?
Well, I think that it's going to get supported. I think that people just really do not realize the impact financially what happens, especially when we have government, local government, the counties have to write a check back to these places of 2 or 3 years in our history. So this is a problem that the counties and the townships face. They're on very limited resources right now because of revenue sharing cuts in the last 20 years. There's no extra money in the coffers, and then they got to come up with sending a check back to some of these big corporate box stores for the last 2 years of tax payments. we just cannot afford. So I think that a lot of people are starting to grasp that now, because it's been a lot of work through the Township Association and the County Association that we are being able to have that discussion. And people really now realize it. I think the other thing is there's a lot of mom-and-pop business owners out there that pay 100% of their taxes, just like I used to pay when I had a small retail store. We didn't have a carve-out for us, and we were also members of the Chamber of Commerce paying dues to have the chamber representing us. And I think that's where the thing is starting to have a little sand in the moon now, because, you know, we're getting a carve-out for big box stores, and Main Street is not having those type of carve-outs.
That's the comments of 110th District State Representative Scott Dianda. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.